Today, Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We're still in Siman Lamed Beis, and we're at Siv Chof. And the Mechaber is going to tell us some more halachos about the requirements for intention when you write the tefillin. Tzorich ledaktek b'chaseros v'yaseros. The person writing the tefillin has to be very, very careful not to put in extra letters or to leave out letters. In the words that are written chaser, they're deficient. A vav, for example, is not written in the word v'yaseros, or a word that's written deficient, to put in the extra vav. Why? Shemchiser o yiter os achas psulim. Because if you leave out or write in an incorrect letter in a word, you're making the tefillin psulim. Because as we'll see, it has to be written exactly the way it's supposed to be. And therefore, somebody putting on such a pair of tefillin that has such an incorrect parsha, just by having one extra vav or one deficient vav, is in fact making a brach levatola on the tefillin every day. Plus, he's making the brach levatola, but he's also not wearing tefillin that day. And it's all the fault of the sofer, and therefore the onesh, the punishment of the sofer, is very great. A person who takes upon himself to write Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos must be a God-fearing individual. Nobody's going to know sometimes except for him. And he can't say, well, nobody's really going to care. I'll make a correction that's not allowed. He must be Yari Shemayim, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. The Chored L'Dvar Hashem, and he has to be absolutely meticulous in doing what the will of Hashem is. HaMisasek B'Sivat Tefillin V'Sikuna. And anybody who is going to do and involve themselves in the writing of Sifrei Tefillin U'Mezuzos, etc., and correcting them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a number of very important points over here. Sivkot and Kuf, he writes, Afilu Mateva lo nishtan el kriyos b'zeh. Even if the word is not going to be read differently by having the extra vav or missing the vav, k'go m'moli v'choser, as we'll learn. So that's the one has to be very careful with. And even Os Achas in Sivkot and Kuf Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Afilu m'kutso shel yud choser ma'akev. Even if a little bit of the letter is not written properly, you can still tell it's a yud, but it's not written in the proper format for a yud. It's ma'akev, the tefillin are no good, as the Gemara Menachos, Daf Chof Tesa Mar Aleph, brings down. In Sivkot and Kuf Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Milvad Avon Gezel HaChomer. Not only is the punishment of the sofer very great for causing the person to lose out on the mitzvah tefillin and saying Brachas Levatola, but he also stole the guy's money. He paid $500, $2,000 for a pair of tefillin. And this guy thought he was purchasing a pair of tefillin, but he's just putting on boxes that have no Kedusha to them. So besides all of the other sins, there's also the sin of Geneva, of Gezel over here. Sivkot and Kuf Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah brings down one of the most important polemics that the Mishnah Berurah is going to say over here. Ra'isi lahatik po lushon halavush. He says, I feel obligated to write here the language that the Levush wrote, Hatzorich Ma'od Linyanenu, which is very pressing and important for our subject, is El Shonu, and this is the language that the Levush writes. Lo kimosh osin achshav kama sofrim. A person today should not be like some sofrim, unfortunately, are. Sheminichim na'orin hamislamdim. They have students, they have interns going to write for them tefillin ksuvas, tefillin umezuzos, lichtov tefillin kideshi argilum bichsov, in order to teach them how to write properly. So they're in training, they're apprentices. And then afterwards, v'achakach roa sofrim nichtavu kilchos, and then afterwards, the sofer looks to see if they're written properly, and if they have missing letters or extra letters, he says, that's enough. Oh, the tefillin aren't missing any words, so everything is good. And then they sell them, they place them inside the parchments, inside the boxes of the tefillin, and they sell them like their regular 100% kosher tefillin. And what they sell them for, they say, well, this is the time that I spend training and teaching this apprentice, so it's okay. And they give themselves a heter, and they say, we're doing everybody a favor over here. We're teaching these young apprentices who are poor people how to make a living in a parnasa, so it's only right that we collect money for the sale of these parchments and these tefillin. And we're doing a good thing. However, the Levush writes, Aval ani omer, yotzo schorim b'fseid, and the Levush says this is actually bad. Their money that they think that they're making over here is going away. V'adarabba, in fact, the opposite is true. Lo tov heim osim ba'amam. They're not doing a good thing for the Jewish people. Kanar nar, this young apprentice is still a young apprentice. V'en yodea bein yimino l'smol. He doesn't know left from his right, and therefore he's going to make mistakes. V'en lo shum kavona bolam, and he doesn't have the right kavonis when he's writing this over here. He doesn't know, he's not medayik in all the things that we've already spoken about in yesterday's shiur and in previous shiurim. Rakim Kimis Askim Biksivul Yafo Saksav. They're only writing beautiful letters. The calligraphy is very nice. Velolushim Kiddusha, but they're not doing it for the proper intent. Vishum Kavanis Mitzvah Ba'olam, and they have no intention, proper intention in the world because they're young, they don't know how to do this properly. Bari Onesh has Sofem Rubabot, and this is all to lie at the foot. The blame is at the fault of the sofer, the senior sofer over here. Shamachshalas Abrios, he's causing many people to not put on tefillin properly. Shemenichno Soma Tefillin Apsulin, they're wearing non kosher tefillin. Furthermore, Kinilashbiach is Mecho, and in order to make their offering over here, like it's even better than it is. Yomra Sofer Lakol, the Sofer publicizes to everybody. Ani Kesavtim, I was the one that wrote them. Ubechavonik Kesavtim, and I wrote them with great Kavonis. Everybody says, whoa, I want to have Tulim from that Sofer. When in fact the apprentice wrote it, somebody who wasn't really right. Vechol Osin Kain, and anybody that does this, Bavadi Asidin Litain Esadin. They'll have to go and account when they're 120 to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulekabel Onshin Harbimod, and they'll be unfortunately very severely punished for this. And about them, Valeim Namar, Arur Osim Lechas Hashem Remiyah, anybody that does the work of God in a tricky, sly fashion, Oivavoy to them. Akein Yizor Kol Sofer, every Sofer they should be very careful. Yisrachik Mizeh V'Tovlo, shouldn't do these types of things, and it will be good for him if he doesn't. He thinks he's making a little money, but he's not. The Lishmon HaOmor, when you're writing tefillin lishmon, you're not writing it for a certain person. Like for example, kabo gabi gate that tzarich l'shem or isha isha. When you're writing again, it has to be for this person, and unfortunately for the wife that he's divorcing. Tefillin is not written for this person. You can write tefillin l'shem shemayim, l'shem kedushas tefillin, rak l'shem kedushas tefillin. And the siyum al zeh, and the levush concludes, umin haroy l'mi sheyesh lo koach biyodo l'manos kosi tefillin mugonim anshi emes soni betza bali torah yirei elokim v'charedim al dvaru b'cholir. And he says the authorities, the rabbanim, the community, they should go over here and try very, very hard to appoint appropriate, responsible people that will be all the milas that he just brought down over here, people that aren't interested in profit. They should be chachomim, tamid chachomim, yireim, shamayim, and charedim al divrei al dvaru, to follow the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Looks like you have a vada kashrus. You wouldn't let somebody shecht unless has the proper certifications and the proper credentials. So too over here. Shaloyaminu kol sofrim. A guy says, "Listen, I know how to write tefillin." He actually has a nice calligraphy, but that's all he has. Shein kind of osmel haviach mamonai deksiva v'tikin yofa basiyas tefillin. All these people are interested sometimes is making a buck, making over here nice looking tefillin, but without the right kavonos. V'yavki gam kavonos zula tova. I saw liyafos hamitzvah benuya, but he's not putting down writing it nicely. That's also part of the mitzvah. However, zedavkim hoyolem kavonik kedosha gam kein. But they have to have all the other milas. Again, I pointed out yesterday, the chazan has to have a nice voice, but that's the least important criteria. The calligraphy has to be nice, but that's the least important criteria. Everything else has to be exact. Avu bazeh enon nisharim v'day bazeh. The other things they're not careful about, just the calligraphy, he says, enough said. Atkan l'shon ha'torah. The Mishmur says this was the holy words of the Levush. Furthermore, he brings down the Sefer Baruch Amar, Rav Epstein Zatzal, the author of the Torah Tumimah, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, and he brings down, Yichtov Osios Tovus Tumimah Slo Shuras. The person should write the tefillin with beautiful letters that aren't broken. Of the Mitun Uvachavona Gedola. He should write it slowly with great deliberation and intention. Don't write it very quickly in order to be able to write more. I can write 10 tefillin a day. I can write 10 mezuzahs a day rather than only 8. He also Revach Yelech Le'ibud. That little bit of extra money that you think you made is going to go for a loss. Uderon. And it's going to be bad for you. The Yavsid Dishmasu, it's going to cause the loss of your soul for all eternity. Because you're going to cause so many people to not wear a kosher pair of tefillin. And if somebody does in fact write good tefillin with all the proper kavanas, the best as he can, his reward is doubled and quadrupled. The Nitzol Medina Shel Gehenim, and he'll be saved from all eternally from Gehenim. And he brings down further in the name of Sefer Charedim, Vitzikasa Womedes Lo'ad, his righteousness will be forever in his stead. Samazaka Rabin, this is somebody who does things for the Rabin. Kigon Malami Liur Shemayim, Tikkun Tfilin Lasakin Lachem, somebody who teaches people to write Tfilin properly and to make a kosher Tfilin for other people. And he says, Masai Odom Roy Lichto Tfilin. And then Sim Lamites, he tells us what are the halachos of who should be able to write Tfilin. There's a very big, long polemic over here, but it's a critically important one. In the issue note 147, he brings down that one has to be above the age of physiological maturity to write tefillin. This will be discussed later on in Simin Lamites as well. And he also brings down, as well does the Piskei Tshuvos and the Halacha Brua, that if somebody is medaktik in mitzvahs and wants to purchase an especially good mehuda dika pair of tefillin, so then if the sofer doesn't identify every single bidi'evit in the tefillin, it's a mekach tos, and he's in fact selling him merchandise. It's not what the person wanted, and this is a big avla, terrible thing. Bischi Tshuvas and the Halacha Brura both also bring down over here, if a person has a choice of going to a sofer as a more beautiful penmanship or a sofer that's a bigger Yori Shemayim, he definitely should go to the sofer that's a bigger Yori Shemayim. That's much more mehuder than the beautiful print of a less Yori Shemayim type of a sofer. Furthermore, if a person himself can write tefillin, but not as well as the sofer. So if it's really a significant difference, then he should go to the sofer who can write better tefillin, because even though we say mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, there has to be a minimal standard. But if you can write nicely, albeit not as nicely as the expert sofer, so then the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, even though it's not as good as the most expert sofer, if somebody is capable of writing a nice pair of tefillin, even though it's not grade A plus like the most expert sofer, he says there is an inyan to better write your own tefillin and mezuzahs rather than to use a more expert sofer's tefillin. Of course, this is assuming that you can write a 100% kosher pair of tefillin and mezuzahs. The Halacha Brura and the Piskei Tshuvos also both bring down the minhag that a person should go to the mikveh before he goes and writes a sefer Torah, tefillin, or mezuzahs. And the Halacha Brura adds over here, v'yishmor tomid piv ulushonim, we call olav klolav, v'tiyah lushonim nakiyah. A person should keep a proper mouth. He should always make sure that he speaks holy words and doesn't go and say curses or rachmona litzlan nivul peh or other inappropriate language. Piskei Tshuvos also brings down, certainly, kol shekein b'mishin is bara shehichshil b'stam, possible biyodin ubemezit. Certainly, if somebody has a history, a track record of selling not kosher sifrei Torah, tefillin, mezuzos, absolutely forbidden to use such a sofer. And in fact, there's a question that even if he wrote some when he was quote a cheskes kashrus to a certain extent, whether they're now psulim retroactively. However, he does bring down that a person who's a Baal Tshuva, even though his past history is not so glorious, but now he's a Yari Shemayim, an Elucha person, lechatchila, such a person could be a sofer, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with buying from him sifrei Torah, tefillin, mezuzos. We spent a lot of time on this, but it's a very important subject, and we'll continue now with Sif Chof Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Kol parsha achar sheyichtevena yikrena heite b'chavona v'dikduk pamayim v'sholosh. If you wrote a parsha, you should go check it and recheck it three times, additional two, three times, in order to make sure that you didn't make any mistakes in it. And then, v'yachzev yikrena kodem sheyitnena b'soch beisa. And then, even before you put it into the box, one more time you should check it again, k'dei shelo tischalev parsha b'parsha, to make sure that you're putting the right parshas in the right container, especially for the Shal Rosh, and to make sure that there are no mistakes, you don't put in by accident the wrong parsha. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Chav Dalet writes that when you find it over here, in case you find a letter that's missing, lo yi bavad nifsol, not only is that word no good, elokam kol mashachra, all the other words afterwards, because it has to be written kesidron, as we've already pointed out many times, so the entire parsha from that point on is no good. This includes all the other parshas as well, they're written after it, because as we pointed out, they all have to be written kesidron. Sivchav Beis, the Mechaber writes, Tov l'nasos ha-kolmus kodim shiasul tov ha-parsha. Before you use the quill, you should test it out to make sure that it will write nicely. Shalei olav dio yosem yidai v'yavsid. It shouldn't have too much ink on it, and it will make the word not written nicely, or it will mess it up. V'chein yizor kodim shiach tov kol shem. And before you write the shame of Hashem, likros kol mashikosav. Make sure that all the paragraph before that is all written correctly, because once you write the shame of Hashem, you're going to have to put it in the geniza if it's not written properly. Because if you see a mistake afterwards, the entire parsha that you wrote is no good, because you can't erase the Shem Hashem, and therefore the whole thing would have to be put into Shemos or buried, and that's not a good thing. So therefore, before you write the Shem Hashem, go and check to make sure that you haven't made a mistake previously. In Sif Katan Kufav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's the entire parsha, but you don't have to write the other parshas before it, you just check each parsha. In Sif Katan Kufzayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ukishitova lakumis lichtovos Hashem, when you're dipping the pen, the quill into the ink, lo yasli lichtov osumiya, don't write the first thing on a new shame, because shaloy yasidenim beribo dio, because that could mess it up, and you're going to have a problem with too much ink on it. Ula yeshalov seyor, maybe there's a hair on it, lo yitzak samyusha, and it won't print nicely. Vigamishu shetzorot likadish hadio, shalakomus terum shiichtov Hashem. And likewise, you have to say to be mekadesh it, so you want to make sure that you're doing it right. L'chein yechavin l'haniach os achas milichtov kodem Hashem, or also os yatzel lichtov. Therefore, don't ever, when you dip the quill into the ink, don't ever write the first letter of the yud of a yud kei vav kei. Write it the last letter of the previous word. If you didn't do this, yechapis acher. Oh, so tog, go look for another letter that you can go and correct a little bit, that needs a little bit of ink. It's tzricha diyo, v'yamalen of a kosiv is a shame. And only then write the shame. Never try to write the shame with the first time you're dipping into the kolmus, into the quill into the ink. V'yamtsarach diyo, kodim shigmar shame. And if in the middle of the shame you find you need more ink, oz yitbo b'osio shlefnei ha-shame, then go dip the quill into a letter that still is moist, shame lachim, adayim v'igmar shame. So you know that you're not going to have too much ink when you write the shame, because it could be a problem, you can't erase the letters of the shame. Avalo yitbo b'osio shame. don't dip it into the shame atzmon itself, because that's a little bit of a denigration of the shame. However, yesh mekilin litbo beosis a shame atzmon, that's not such a big bizoyon. According to some, the bizoy leko kiven shu kidei lahashlim boas hashem. You're doing this for the purpose of writing the shame, and therefore it's not such a problem. And if the letters beforehand aren't moist, then you don't have any choice. Azai yitbo mechadosh, then dip it anew. Vichabis achar os otag shetzrichem dio lechein irali. Says he'll find another place where you can go and make a little correction, so they're not dipping the first time. After dipping it into the quill, onto the parchment to write the Shem of Hashem. So this is all preferable, the lowly kuvah b'di'evad, and it doesn't ruin it if you didn't do it this way. We'll now start Siv Chav Gimel, which we won't finish today because of lack of time, but we'll at least get started. The Mechaber writes, "Im motzo shechiser os achas ein lo takone." If you find that you left out a letter, then you can't correct it, because as the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Ches writes, since there are shemos after this, you're obviously going to not be able to erase the shame, and therefore the lav hochi yigro ad sofa. But if there aren't any shemos, then you can erase all the letters, and you still have it kesidron if you found a mistake. But once you have the shem Hashem, there's no takana; it's impossible to correct. Shimkeno yuksuvim shlo kesidron, because otherwise, since you can't erase the shame, you're now going to have the letters not written in the proper order. Upsula mishum the ksiv vayu baviyosin yu. The pasuk says vayu hadrimo eile, and that means they have to be written exactly as these words are stated. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Tes writes, Pirush, Kisedish, Shenichtovos, Betorah, Yuksuv. They have to be written exactly the way they are in the Torah. V'im Yiter Osa Achas, and if you left out a letter, then there is a way to correct it. Yesh lo takana, ayidei shiigror osa, imhi besov teva o betchila. You can erase a letter, not a problem, because that's not a problem of Shalok Kisidron, because you're not doing anything to the Seder of the Osios that you did write correctly, so you can erase a letter. The only problem would be with the space that you're going to leave as a result. So if it's at the end of a word, or at the beginning of the next word, so all you have over here then is a little bit of extra space in the parchment, that's not a problem. As long as there isn't too big a space, it's not a problem, as we'll now see in the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Katan Kuf Yud, where he writes, if a whole word is duplicated, you wrote an extra word twice, you granted you can erase that whole word, and leave the place with just as a blank space, if you're not able to extend the previous letters or the letters afterwards and to fill up some of that space. The empty space isn't a psul unless it's too large. As long as it's not more than 9 letters. If it's more than that, then it is a problem. And sometimes even if it's more than 9 letters, you can correct it by extending the previous letter from the previous word into that space, or by the next letter from the next word, extending it backwards into the space, so you decrease the space less than 9 letters. However, if it's more than 9 letters, then it's posul. Yemitz Hashem, we'll continue the discussion tomorrow, because there are a lot of other important things to discuss about this. This concludes today's shiur.